It's been a while since a blade or a clipper has met my head. In fact, I last cut my hair in 2003. It was the year after high school. Yes, it was the immediate year after I matriculated. That was the last time I cut my hair. And believe it or not, my longest dreadlock is like a little bit above my bum. But I know what a barbershop feels like. I think I miss a little bit of a barbershop experience. Sometimes I go just to get a beard trimmed. You know, because as he fade innis, dan kom ek kinis, as the cool kids say in Cape Town. But grooming is important, and it makes you feel dignified. It makes us see the value in ourselves. And our next guest has, for the last 3 years, been giving a little dignity and self-worth back. Warren Tinnis has, since 2008, reserved his Wednesdays to give cuts and faves and shaves and trims to senior citizens. And he's been doing this for free. He doesn't have to, because he's already known in the barbershop game. He already has customers. He's known as Mr. Barber. But he needs your help. And he wants to provide a space that can give those who may not afford and a professional clean cut and groom, and he wants to give them a chance. Mr. Barber, Warren Tinnis, how are you doing this morning, this Friday? How are you?
I'm very, very, very well, and a very good morning to you.
How important is a decent fade nowadays?
It's a tricky thing after listening to your introduction. I have to choose my words correctly, you know.
I can appreciate a number one blade and a little bit of a menorah to, you know, to line out the sides here. It's absolutely fine. I sometimes still go to just line up the beard a little bit.
No, definitely. Look, a haircut, you know, there's so many facets to it as to, you know, what we can attribute to it. You said that, you know, it restores dignity, you know, and that is real and true for many, especially, you know, those that, you know, like those who I serve, the seniors, mm-hmm. with the Groom for Change project. You know, many of them can't afford a professional haircut anymore. Mm-hmm. And some of the locations that I've been to, there isn't a professional barber, you know, mm-hmm. close by. In those little towns and so forth. So dignity being restored through a haircut is definitely one of the things that we can attribute to it. But it also gives you that confidence. Like, you're not going to walk into a new interview for a job application if you're not presentable, if you can't, you know, present yourself well groomed. Mm. I don't even think you will attend your own wedding if you're not groomed properly. Do you understand? So there's so many things that a haircut does and help plays a part in everyday life, you know, and it's become something that is simple and basic and mundane for most of us. But for the senior citizens who can't afford it anymore, it is an expense. And this has become so real for me last month when we did the activation in Transmontane, where one of the seniors said, Warren, even if the haircut was 40 rand, that's four breads. That is the bread for me for the month. Mm. So he's grateful that, you know, the service exists, but it can't only exist in one location. It needs to, you know, a lot of other seniors need the service as well. Mm. And that's what prompted me to push, you know, to take the Groom for Change project, to take it mobile in a lot more communities.
Warren, I have friends who say, no, I cut my own hair, man. I don't need a barber. But all they can do is a number one, just all off, no styling, no fades whatsoever. The importance of barbers in this day and age, are they still there, particularly as many people have decided to stay away from personal grooming spaces?
Look, to each their own, they say, but the place that the barber plays in society is more than just a haircut. I did a very intense study a few years ago with another organization where I tried to unpack all the things that's happening inside of the barbershop. Now, remember, you know, the life is very fast today. So you go to work, they might not even know your name, you're just a number, or they call you on your surname. Like in the barbershop, they still call your name. In the barbershop, you know, a male has an opportunity where it's all about him, it's about his grooming, and you know, we make a big fuss about the male. And those are things that you don't get elsewhere because we have to, you know, carry ourselves in a certain way as male or as leaders. But in a barbershop, you know, the recognition that you get is something that you're not going to get anywhere else. So, yes, you come for the haircut, but you're also there for the experience. You're there for, you know, congregating with other men, having the, you know, the chat about whatever's happening in the news or what's happening in the sport or what's happening in your life. Those are things that only happen in the barbershop. One guy said it this way. It's the one place where men are taught to be men, you know, because you are in the midst of other men. So if you are out of line, they're going to correct you. If there's learning gaps in your life where, in the way that you know conduct yourself, the men in the barbershop is going to correct you.
Yeah.
Another guy said it this way. He said that it's the place where men take off their mask.
It's very true. It's a very important point to make.
So you've been barbershop.
And you've been involved with founded Groomed for Change in 2018. You've already been honored and provided with some support. I know that Mercedes-Benz offered you a van so you can be a little bit more mobile. You want to go up a little bit bigger. You want a trailer. You want to get out there, particularly into more rural parts of the Western Cape, offering your services as a professional barber. What help are you looking for and what do you need?
So we need to just correct that. I'm not building a trailer because we look at the logistics of that. I'm actually wanting a 28-seater bus. And then obviously we're going to remove all the seats and we're going to repurpose this bus as a fully functional seller. So I was really grateful, you know, that 2019 Mercedes backed one of the campaigns that I was working on. Or one of the campaigns that I was a part of, I was doing a 16 days for youth, and that required me to be in a different location every day for 16 days. And it was, you know, a logistical nightmare to cart a barber chair around, because the magic for me is that you're not going to, you know, a senior or a youth or someone that's in need of your service and, you know, not providing the same service as what you would in the barbershop. I'm not with a little chair on the side of the road, cutting their hair. I'm giving them the barber. Listen, I've been into a place where a kid cried for a haircut, not because of the haircut. He's experienced the haircut before, but he's never sat in a barber chair before.
Oh, wow. That's very,
you know, and that blows your mind, because we don't think of those things, but that kid
it's a small moment of personal attention. Yeah, you know, reclining in a barber's chair is actually sitting there with the apron over your neck, being brushed with a little powder. That personal attention could be very, very important to a young boy.
Absolutely. Especially when all his friends had a haircut and he came a bit late, you know. But look, at the end of the day, I gave him the haircut and was really happy. But to your question about, you know, going mobile, I have the opportunity, and like I said, I was very grateful with Mercedes-Benz coming on board for 16 days to use, and that is where the idea came from, to mobilize the Groom to Change project, that it doesn't only happen on one location, but we actually, you know, get out a barber bus or a mobile salon, if you will, and then go, you know, as I did on that particular campaign, and then do the Groom for Change model in that way as well. Just before we went into the pandemic, I'm talking March 2020, just before lockdown, I traveled from the Eastern Cape, which is Kerala, back down to the Western Cape, where I was a volunteer on another similar project, where we did the Karoo Farmers Drought Outreach. And you see the impact that a little bit of personal grooming does to just alleviate people's stress, to alleviate, let them, you know, just sort of restore hope in humanity, because the farmers have been going through a drought for the last 10 years. I was unaware of that. You know, I'm living here in Cape Town. I don't know what the farmers are going through. You think they're okay, but they're really struggling. And by the team that went through the Karoo, with the Karoo Farmers Drought Outreach, you could see the impact that just a little bit of grooming does. And that's exactly what the Groom for Change project does. You know, it just brings smiles back, you know, lets the seniors feel appreciated. And that's important to me.
So how can people help? I understand you started a crowdfunding campaign. How much do you need? What have you done the costing for a little 20-seater bus to fit in barber's chairs in so that you can go across the province providing, you know, grooms and cuts and fades? How are you going to get it done?
Yeah, so I have, thank you for pointing that out, I have started a crowdfunding campaign on Dhaka Buddy under Groom for Change. To date, we have raised, I think, just under 16,000 rand. The target is 350,000 rand. The costing came in that the second and 28-seater bus is going to cost us 200,000 rand. The remodeling and repurposing and kicking it out is going to cost 150,000 rand. So our total that we need to raise is 350 to acquire this mobile grooming service bus here.
Well, I'm saving something that I would, you know, contribute a bob or two. I hope our listeners out there will. Warren Tennis is the founder of Groom for Change. He's also the man known as Mr. Bob.